That was
Yeah,
Judson's girlfriend?
pardon?
That was Judson's girlfriend?
Steve Judson, yeah. Mm-hmm. And us kids were running around. I remember one time we were up there and everybody, the wild boys, men, mm-hmm. would have a bottle stashed outside, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And they'd go out every once in a while, and I remember I saw them where they had it, you know. So when they were inside dancing, I moved it away. And they come out and were swearing. Where's my bottle at?
Did they know it was you that did it?
No, they were dancing. I was very careful not to let them know. That was when, between the clubhouse and the road, there was a lot of huckleberry bushes and stuff there along there.
Uh-huh.
I mean, it wasn't like it was now. So all I'd do is, they just had them behind a huckleberry bush, and I just moved it around. Oh, I didn't move it more than about 10 feet, so maybe they have eventually found it, but...
That's funny.
Huh. And I remember Tony Larson?
Mm-mm.
He lived where Betsy Cameron lives now. And anyway, he made home brew.
Yeah.
Not the hard stuff, but beer.
Mm-hmm.
And my Uncle Ben used to go down there and drink home brew with him. And
mm-hmm.
they never did get the bottle, but they drank it right out of the crock.
Oh gosh! Okay, my boyfriend brews homebrew, and you have to wait. You just have to. It's not good until it's been in the bottle for a while. Ooh.
Well, they just drank it anyway. One time I helped my Uncle Ben Hay over in Amsterdam Bay, but somewhere near where Ivo Kilball lived.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no, that one next to him. What's that? Used to have the post office there. No, it was east of Ivel's.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway,
I don't know.
There was a big rhubarb patch there.
Mm-hmm.
And I cut a hole when I got to hay, and I cut a whole armful of the stuff. And my grandmother had a big, that's when I was staying with my grandmother one time.
Mm-hmm.
Had a big crock about this big around, you know, about that high.
Mm-hmm.
And I filled it up with. Oh shoot, it's already gone.
It's already gone.
I think it's some kind of a Navy boat.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I made rhubarb wine in there. See, I put some raisins in it, and I put some, I guess you put raisins in for the enzymes or some damn thing, and sugar, and not very much sugar. I didn't put enough, I guess. Rhubarb is pretty sour anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But they left it down there for a while. I come down there about, a week, maybe 2 weeks later, and my Uncle Ben and Vic Brolane were in there drinking that stuff. And Ben says, "It don't taste very good," he says, "but it sure got a lollop." They're drunker than goats.
Got some kick, huh? It tastes terrible, but that's all right.
They were drinking it anyway.
Oh, yuck. That's just gross. I don't know. That's probably because Angie's just picky about alcohol, though. Anyway. That's funny. Let's see. Oh, do you remember anything about the fish restaurant? The fish building.
The which?
The fish building.
Fish building?
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
I've
heard about that. It was down there in Thompson's Cove, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
But I think that was when I was back east, too.
Yeah.
So I just heard about it.
So what did you hear about it? Who told you about it? Do you remember?
No, I don't remember. I don't remember. Except they're trying to find out something about it, about the history of it or something.
Yeah,
like
well,
that.
What happened is the grandson of the man who brought it over here wanted to find out more about it and contacted someone. And was trying to, so I'm trying to see if I can dig up stuff for him too so he knows more about it.
No, I can't help you on that one.
That's fine. No big deal. Sylvia remembers it.
Yeah.
And Chuck Hodges thinks that his family might have some pictures of it.
Oh.
So, that'd be kind of neat. Kind of a funny thing.
Yeah.
This big old fish building hanging out.
Yeah. It came from Tacoma, didn't it?
Yeah, it was a restaurant on 99, on Highway 99, I guess, or something, outside of Tacoma, and sat there for a long time, and this guy had a bunch of money for some reason, bought it and towed it to the island on a barge, and lived in it for a few years.
I can remember when old 99 was built.
Yeah.
Boy, we thought that was something.
Mm-hmm.
Before that, we had the Valley Road, you know. You went down through Auburn, Kent, and all those towns, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I remember one time I was with I don't know who I was with, one of my uncles anyway, and they used to have the interurban, you know, that ran from Seattle to Tacoma,
mm-hmm.
right along the old Valley Road.
Mm-hmm.
So they'd always want to, if the interurban was going by, they always wanted to race it. I don't think they could ever beat it, though.
That's funny.
Yeah. That's a long time. This is the I-5 is the third artery between Tacoma and Seattle.
Mm-hmm.
Before that, it was on by water.
Yep.
The old steamboat's been back and forth there.
Now you try and get on I-5 and it's a nightmare. I
went. You know, up at this Bluegrass Festival,
uh-huh.
Somebody introduced me to somebody over there, and they said, told him how old I was, and they says, do you drive on the island yet? I said, I drive anywhere I want to go.
Well, there you go.
So I don't mind driving on I-5 to the airport or anything like that. Mm-hmm. I just drove over there to the airport, went back to Missouri. I just got back.
Mm-hmm.
So that don't bother me any.
Doesn't bother you at all, huh? Mm-hmm. I still don't have my driver's license. No desire to drive whatsoever.
Pardon?
I still don't have my driver's license.
You don't?
Still don't know how to drive.
You don't? You want to try on my stick shift out there?
I can drive a stick shift okay.
Oh.
But it's almost, it'll give you a migraine.
Don't be damned. Migraine?
But I can't make it go right. And I just get so frustrated that it's not worth it. I get so mad at myself, I just,
Yeah. Well, I never did, wasn't crazy about cars.
Yeah.
As far as I was concerned, there was just transportation.
Mm-hmm.
I remember my brother got a Model T Ford, and he rebuilt it. He put a Ruxtel axle in it so that if you put it, you got it in a, no, he put in a some kind of a transmission, he put it in low,
mm-hmm.
it would reverse. So that you go along, if you've got it in the highest gear,
mm-hmm.
you go 30 miles an hour and you'd be putt, 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 putt. I mean, it was really geared up, you know.
Uh-huh.
And we went to school in that thing one time,
mm-hmm.
from over to Pullman.
Mm-hmm.
And boy, what a trip. It was a little bug, you know, a little body.
Uh-huh.
He homemade body on it, but the damn thing got there.
Were you concerned that it might not?
Yeah, I didn't think it would make it.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah. You know, out of something that nobody even tried to go across.
Mm-hmm. That's very true. So anyway, do you have anything else you want to tell me or add?
I can't think of anything.
Can't think of anything? Okay, well, we'll call this quits for now. And